Bavakamaprek Zion Mishnah Gimel. Ganav al pishnayim v'tovach u'machar al pim. Person steals in front of two witnesses. They're made that not only that he stole v'tovach u'machar al pim, and they're also made that he shechted or sold v'nimtzu zomim. And now these edim are edim zomim. Other edim come and say that they were with them during that time, so they for sure are lying. Mishalmin hakol. Just like the din of Edom Zaymin, that which they tried to do to somebody else, they get themselves. So now, they have to pay the whole thing. They have to pay, depending on if a shor or a seh, they pay 4 or 5 times the amount. Now they're giving edus on both the stealing and also the shechting or the selling. Kiveger points out that it has to be that the edus that they're giving is happening for both the stealing and the shechting or sale at the same time. In other words, they're testifying at the same time, right now, that they saw both. Because if they testify 2 separate times, we paskin that Edim Zomim L'mafrei retroactively can become puzzle. So first they testify that they saw him steal it, and then later on they testify that he shechted it. It's not always that Mishalmin is hakol, you don't pay the whole thing, because it could be that you'd only pay kefal if somebody would say, no, you were with us when you stole it. That was a separate testimony. It happened at a separate time. They would not pay dalav hay in that situation. So Kiveger points out that it has to be where they testified all at once for both things. Ganav al pishnayim v'tavach u'machar al pishnayim acherim. 2 witnesses testify he stole. V'tavach u'machar al pishnayim acherim. And then 2 other witnesses testify that he then shechted or sold it. Elu ve'elu nimtzim zoymin. Both of them are zoymin. Harishon mishalm tashlumi kefal. The first set, they pay kefal, because that's what they try to do. V'acharayin mishalm tashlumi shlosha. If it's a shor, like the Rav points out, the second set pay 3. Because they would have made him pay an additional 3 for a shor, like the Rav points out. And if it was a set, it would be another 2. But the Rav points out, we're only dealing with a case where the achronim were found to be zomim first. Because if the Ede Gneva, the first set, were found to be Edom zomim first, then the second set would become batel. Because who says that he sold or shechted what he stole? Maybe he bought it and it's his. Because now the first set were found to be Edom zomim. So dafka has to be that the second set were found to be Edom zomim first, before the first set. Nimtzu achronim zomim. If you only found that the second set that said that he sold or shechted, they were found to be Edom Zomim. Who mishalem tashlumi kefal? The guy that stole, that had proper edus that he stole, he pays kefal. V'hein mishalmin tashlumi shlosha. They pay 3, because that's what they try to add on to him. Echad min ha'achronim zomim. If 1 of the 2 of the achronim were found to be Edom Zomim, butla edus shniyas. So the Rav points out that he pays kefal, because of the regular Edom that said that he stole. But both Edom Zomim don't pay, because Edom that are found to be Zomim only pay when both Edom were found to be Edom Zomim. Here you only had 1, so therefore even he doesn't pay the Ed Zomim, and all you were left though was with 1 kosher Ed, and that's obviously not enough. You need 2, so nobody pays the 4 or the 5, which would be the extra 2 or 3 above the Kefal. Echad min harishonim Zomim, if 1 of the first ones are Edom Zomim, batla kola edus. The whole thing is batal. Both the first set and the second set of Edom that said that he stole, it's all batal. Shem ein gneva, because now that you know that there's no gneva, ein tvicha ve ein mechira, then there's no tvicha mechira. Because if we don't know whether he stole it or not, because we don't have valid edus on the stealing, so it could be that it's his, that he bought it. So just because we have the second set that are kosher Edom, that said that we for sure saw him shecht or sell it, who says it wasn't his to shecht or sell? You can't be mechayiv him anything. And all the more so, the Rav points out, obviously, that if the first set of Edom, both of them, were found to be Edom Zomim, that the second set doesn't really do anything. It's batel as well. However, there is a nafka mina, the Rav says, l'gabi the first set, that if both of them are found to be Edom Zomim, we don't say that their edus is batel because they pay kefal, because they're found to be complete Edom Zomim. But when one of them is, it's almost like the whole thing is batel, it doesn't do anything. That's why we use such a lashon.